Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Ndali wesulu nomhlaba ekseni thixo wethu olunge kakhulu sisondeza nkosi yamakhosi amehlo ethu siwaphosa phezulu ezintabeni kulapho sizo lwethu lawuvela khona nkosi yamakhosi siyabulela thixo wethu ngokuba sibe nethuba once again lodibana nawe nkosi yamakhosi sikunqule sikuthande thixo wethu sikuhloniphe sikhothame phambi kwamehlo akho sizokuvuma somandla ngemilomo oko kusezintlizweni zethu kuba wena unguThixo sizobulela somandla lenyweba yoba sibizwe ngabantwana bakho sibulele inkosi yamakhosi ukuthandwa Thixo wethu sikhethwe sihlanzwe inkosi yamakhosi sihlangulwe ngegazi lika Yesu Christu ekuseni we establish your lordship mighty God in our midst thanking you my Father for an opportunity to come before you once again almighty God we want to thank you for a brand new day this morning. We want to thank you, mighty God, that this is the day that you have made. Thixo wethu ayidalanga sithi somandla bakhona nkosi yamakhosi bebengarhaleli noma le mini difike kodwa namhlanje ifikile ngenxa yenjongo yakho Thixo wethu ngenxa yentando yakho somandla sizibona somandla sesijongene nokukhanya ngoba unguThixo othembakeleyo okuthethayo somandla akunakuphikiswa Thixo wethu olungileyo you have given both the night and the day their opportunity to reign somandla namhlanje ekseni sibabaza ubukhulu nobukhona bakho abanye bethu thixo wethu we don't even give ourselves an opportunity to truly discern and understand Lord God Almighty the power thixo wethu of darkness turning into light mighty God at the command of your word little izula ko somandla creation continues to honor you mighty God by obeying you each and every day little isula kosomandla the skies they display your glory mighty God the sun the moon and the stars they display ubukhulu nobungangamshe bakho thixo wethu olungileyo namhlanje we want to bless you that thina zidalwa zakho thixo wethu thina zigusha zedlelo lakho nkosi yamakhosi umsebenzi wethu is to be carriers obukomkani bakho it is to be carriers enkazimulo yakho ekuseni ke somandla sisathi thixo sithi bayede phambi kwamehlo akho sisathi siyakhothama mdali wezulu nomhlaba sisathi siyakhaba siyakhahlela kuwe wena oqale zonke izinto wena oyawuphelelisa zonke izinto siyabulela bawo ukhethwa nguwe thixo wethu siyabulela namhlanje thixo wethu that you have not just chosen us my God that you have also set us apart that today you call us mighty God a royal priesthood a holy nation mighty God a royal priesthood and a holy nation mighty God a set apart generation mighty God a godly priestly generation this morning who has been called out of darkness my Father we've been called out of darkness this morning we want to bless you King of glory that darkness is no longer our disposition take over to we are standing mighty God under the rain of your light my father little izwilako thixo wethu ekukhanyeni kwakho zonke izinto sawubonakala might nebe sisenzwe bumnyame when we are standing out of on or under your light even the things that happen in the darkness thixo wethu will be in plain sight to us lord when we are under the radar of your light my God even the things mighty father that we thought were not possible the things that we could not see they become visible So this morning we want to thank you, Thixo wethu, for inviting us into the realm of light, which is your word, who is Christ Jesus, our Lord and Savior. We thank you, mighty God, for divine illumination. Ekuseni Thixo wethu olungileyo. We thank you this morning that this illumination comes at the sound of your voice. Lithili zwi lakho Thixo, asekuthethe wena, when your voice is heard, the moment Mountains testify. Thixo wethu siyaqhekeka somandla. When your voice is heard, mighty God, the forest becomes bare, oh God. When your voice is heard, the deer gives birth. And so this morning we want to thank you. When your voice is heard, the cedars of Lebanon, they bow down, so this morning we want to bless you, that Lord God Almighty, your voice is being heard, Almighty God. Today, in the name of Jesus, your voice is being heard by every cell in our body. Your voice is being heard by every altar of wickedness and darkness. Your voice is being heard this morning, mighty God, by each and every stubborn situation. Your voice is being heard through the gates of nations. Your voice is being heard this morning at decision-making places, Lord God Almighty of nations. Your voice is even being heard on high places, Lord God Almighty, where those who worship Baal go for safety. This morning your voice is being heard. We want to thank you and honor you, King of Glory, that in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and this Word was God. This morning we understand that the Word also became flesh in the form of your one and only begotten Son. The Bible describes him as both the lamb and the lion. He is the lion of the tribe of Judah, your covenant people today, those who run mighty God for safety under the shadow of your wings. Your voice is being heard on their behalf. The voice, mighty God, that comes to rebuke darkness and wickedness, and the voice that comes to establish your order. Asiya kothama hayi siyakhahlela mzali kuwe sithi sibulela uhlanzwa nguwe thixo wethu sibulela ubuya sazi ngegama sibulela somandla that our names are written in the book of remembrance, O God. This morning as we worship you, King of Glory, we ask that you open up the eyes of our understanding. As we open up your word, we ask that you open up our hearts to hear and see you, O God. Sifane thixo wethu no Isaiah, mighty God, in one of his experiences, Izauteta Tikowetu, Ati in the year the King Hosea died, I saw the Lord. He was high and lifted. He was seated on the throne. Oh my God, the train of his robe, it filled the temple. Above him were the seraphim, each with six wings, with two wings they covered their faces, and with two they covered their feet, and with two they were flying. Baba sends into a near tick away to Benula when I'm saluated to be sitting well, Yehovah, when we call it, the whole earth is filled with your glory indeed. Someone, that the whole earth is filled with your glory this morning. And so as we come into your presence, that is our prayer, Tikoweto. Won't you show us your glory? Won't you show us your glory, Xeni? Someone, won't you show us your glory? Nati zidalwa zakho, Tikoweto, sikubone. Nati bantwana bakho, sikubone. Tikolunge kakhulu, nati, someone. Esinga zange sacinga ba singadikana nawe, sikubone, someone. Sithi sakukubona, Tikoweto. Affirm everything that is in place. Wash us, deliver us, touch us, my God. This morning, answer, Lord God Almighty, the prayer of the righteous man. As we gather into your presence, we worship and we adore you, my King. We honor and we exalt you, King of Glory. Ayi bawe bengekabonakali uso uThixo kwazuthetha Nkosi emakhosi lwandle nengxanxa sizalo zive zime zikhothame uThixo kwazuthetha somandla ahlebeze okulungileyo endlebeni yekumkani uThixo kwazunyusa Nkosi emakhosi amabutho aphinda thobe somandla ezinye kingdoms this morning uThixo somandla lithi ilizwi lakho You are the commander. You are the commander this morning. You are the commander of the heaven's armies, oh God. We want to thank you, my Father.
that Lord God Almighty, the blacksmith has been created for one reason and one reason only, to create havoc. Kodwa lithili swilako kuzo zonke somandla sikhali. Ah yes, bekele thina besingekabikho esiyawusensa esiyawenza umsebenzi, esibekele thina somandla esiyawunqoba besingekabikho esiyawenza umsebenzi waso. Ekuseni ke somandla siyakubulela ngokusinika ukuthula kwakho, ngokusinika somandla ukusola in your presence, to know that even the things that we fear, little swilako, you moya wokwesaba, is not our portion. My God, we've been given the spirit of power, the spirit of love, and that of a sound mind. Exeni, show us your glory, my Father. Show us your glory as we worship you this morning. Show us your glory, my King. Ngegama lika Yesu Kristu, inkosi nomsindisi, we pray this morning. Oh my God.
We are here 24 hours a day with the message of hope, faith and love on 657 AM.
Radio Pulpit understands that praying alone isn't always easy. So join us to form a chain of prayer for you and with you. To do so, send in your prayer requests on 067-429-7564. That is 067-429-7564. Or alternatively, email us on prayer@radiopulpit.co.za. That is prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
Feel the pulse of real life on 657 AM.
Draw us closer this morning, our Heavenly Father. Draw, mighty God, those who have decided, Lord God Almighty, to stand away from you, O Father. Draw close, my King and my Heavenly Father. Those, Lord God Almighty, who have been lost along the way. Draw close to you, mighty God, those who have been disappointed along the way. Draw close to you, mighty God, those who have been kept far away from you for one reason or another. This morning, Almighty God, cause the effect of the curtain tearing apart, oh God, to be reenacted in our time. Cause the effect and the power, Lord God Almighty, of divine access through Jesus Christ to become a reality to everyone this morning. My King and my Father, let the words of our mouth this morning, oh God, let the supplications of our mouth, Almighty God, let the meditations of our hearts be pleasing before you, our King and our Heavenly Father. As we come into your presence, Almighty God, our hearts are open, our minds are, our mouths are open wide. We are ready to receive from you, Almighty God, the manna samandla that is made available and sufficient for the day. We are ready, oh God, for renewal in our faith, Almighty God. We are ready this morning for a divine revival, Lord God Almighty. We are ready this morning for you to speak to us, oh God. We are ready, mighty God, for our eyes, oh God Almighty, to behold, oh God, the beauty of your holiness. We bless you and we honor you. After this, I looked and behold, a door standing open in heaven. And the first voice which I had heard, like the sound of a war trumpet speaking with me, said, come up here and I will show you what must take place after these things. At once I was in a special communication with the Spirit. And behold, a throne stood in heaven. The one seated on the throne, and he who sat there appeared like the crystalline sparkle of a jasper stone and the fiery redness of a sardius stone. And encircling the throne, there was a rainbow that looked like the color of an emerald. The 24 other thrones surrounded the throne, and seated on these thrones were the 24 elders dressed in white clothing, my God, with crowns of gold on their hands. And from the throne came flashes of lightning and rumbling sound and peals of thunder. stand. Seven lamps of fire, my God, were burning in front of the throne, which are the seven spirits of God. And in front of the throne, there was something like a sea. A large expanse of glass, hallelujah, Barcelona, like the clearest crystal. In the center and around the throne were four living creatures who were full of eyes. They were full of eyes in the front and the back. They could see where other creatures could not see. They were full of eyes. Their eyes did not escape, not even the slightest thoughts. They were full of, oh my God, the morning, they were full of eyes in the front and behind, seeing everything and knowing everything that is around them. The first living creature, he was like a lion. The second creature, like a calf. The third had a face of a man. And the fourth creature was a flying eagle. The four living creatures, each one, oh Jesus, this morning, oh God, having six wings, are full of eyes and all over and within and under their wings, and day and night they never stopped crying out, holy, holy is the Lord. The Lord God Almighty, the omnipotent ruler of all, who was and is to come. The unchanging, eternal God, this morning, that is who you are. Tiko wethu, you are everywhere. You see everything ekuseni. Tiko lunge kakhulu khawufuselele ithemba kulowo somandla osibona elityelwe nguwe. Kulowo somandla esibona ngathi awuseva ngendlebe. Kulowo somandla osibona ngathi awusaboni Thixo. Kulowo somandla osibona somandla selephelelwe ngamandla, selephelelwe lithemba. Ngoba lithi lizwi lakho itrone Thixo wethu isarawundwa zizidalwa ezinamehlo kwiindawo zonke. Izidalwa zibona zonke izinto, kodwa izidalwa Thixo wethu zigalela izibongo Nkosi yamakhosi nokukunqula ekuseni somandla. Thixo wethu, namhlanje ekuseni ilizwi lakho liyancokola nathi lithi, Yohane, come up here and I will show you what must take place after these things. Show us your glory this morning, my Father, in Jesus' mighty name.
The words of the Lord are words of life. Your heart is on 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit, in collaboration with Need Prayer, is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222 or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you.
Hear the word and renew your life on 657 AM.
Thank you, King of Glory, this morning, for clarifying to us, mighty God, that there are things we will not see until we have come up, oh God. There is a coming up, mighty God, even to those who are given the gift of revelation. Lord, we are seeing an example this morning from your servant John, who was called the Revelator, my Father. It was in him to receive revelation. He did not struggle to connect to the heavenly frequency. He did not struggle, mighty God, to stand in your presence, because his heart was pure. His hands were clean, almighty God. He never raised a false testimony against the neighbor. This morning, mighty God, we understand that John the Revelator, mighty God, fulfilled the requirements, even through Christ Jesus, oh God, to be able to stand in your presence, almighty God. He never swore falsely against his neighbor. This morning, we understand, Lord God Almighty, that he had no problem, oh God, seeing what you needed him to see, perceiving, oh God, what you needed him to perceive beyond the reality of the earth where he was planted. And yet, when you want to show him, almighty God, a special view of who you are, my God, you call him to come up, oh God, to come up, to go ahead, to leave the realm of the teraphim where you have planted him. Lord God Almighty, to ride on the wings of the Spirit, oh God, to be transported, oh Father, into a reality ability with which, mighty God, you, O Father, are standing and promising and covenanting with those who will dare believe you this morning, with those who will dare worship you, with those, O God, who will dare believe that you are God and that you are a rewarder of those who diligently seek you. You called him to come up, Almighty God. And we understand this morning that there is only one reason he could come up. It is because, mighty Father, he had been a disciple. He had been, Lord God, a follower of Christ. His flesh was crucified. It was no longer John who lived, but Christ in him, the hope of glory. So to ascend to a heavenly place, to ascend to a place where he could commune with you, O God, where he could see clearly who you were, would not have been a problem. This morning we want to thank you, King of Glory, that we are learning an example of what it means and what it requires for us to ascend to the place of glory, for us to ascend to the place, Almighty God, where there are no disturbances, O Father, to the place where all we hear is a heavenly song declaring that you are holy, declaring that you are mighty, declaring that you are worthy. You are worthy of the power of the adoration this morning. You are worthy, Almighty God, to a heavenly place where we see the reality, mighty God, to where you are calling us from this morning. We want to thank you that even, mighty God, when we are hurt and broken, so much Christ Jesus has been made, we are made whole because of Christ Jesus, who has been made the sacrifice for our lives. We bless you this morning. We thank you, Lord God Almighty, they understand that John the Revelator was one of the disciples that were caught, mighty God, in Patmos, in the island, in a Greek island. They were jailed in there. They were kept captive in there because of their faith in Jesus Christ. There was a containment that you allowed in the earth, but their situation did not stop you from opening up the heavens. It did not stop you from allowing them to ascend to a realm that even others who were with him could not ascend to this morning, O God. It did not stop you, Chikowetolungileo, from doing what needed to be done at that time, so that we could have a testament, mighty God, with which to understand our heavenly Jerusalem, with which to understand the home, Samantha, to which we shall be called one day when the trumpet, Lord God, sounds. This morning we want to bless you. We want to thank you for teaching us, mighty God, how to truly understand ukusebenza kwako, and how, Lord God Almighty, you prepare those that you have set apart, those that you are calling a holy nation, a royal priesthood. This morning, Almighty God, those, Lord God Almighty, that have been called out of darkness into your marvelous light. This morning, help us to realize that in the realm of your light is revelation, O God. Revelation, mighty God, keeps us standing, and having done all, to continue standing. In the name of Jesus, we want to thank the Lord. This man called John the Revelator this morning. We are learning in the book of Revelations chapter 4 that the Bible tells us that he was called to come up here. This man, John the Revelator, was one of the disciples that had been birthed by the early church, and he was one of the prisoners that were held in the island of Patmos in the Greek islands. Barcelona little swilka tiko watu tiko kai ngokola not John. Wati John come up here. Isizathu yintoni na? Isizathu John is that I want to show you what must take place after these things. John, I understand you are in chains right now. John, I understand you are under oppression right now. John, I understand that they are telling you there's no life. John, I understand that they are putting you under pressure to confess something that I have not yet told you to confess. They are putting you under pressure to agree with them. They are putting you under pressure, John, so that you can leave the place where I am calling you to and choose, you know, the affection of men, and choose the affection and the love of those who are only trapped in their flesh. John, I am calling you today. Come up here and I will show you what must take place. This man, John Basalwane, a distinguishing marker about John, we know in the book of Psalm chapter 15, little Zulka Tiko, it reminds us this morning, Okoti, who can stand in the presence of the Lord? Anybody who stands in the presence of the Lord, Basalwane, who may lodge as a guest in your tent, who may dwell continuously on your holy hill, he who walks with integrity and strength, hallelujah, of character. We already know John had integrity and strength of character. He who works righteousness. We already know John as a discipleship, as a disciple of Christ, was dead to himself. Christ was alive. Therefore, his works were that of righteousness. We already, and who speaks and holds the truth in his heart. We know that John spoke and held the truth in his heart, Barcelona, because he stood in the presence of the Lord. He who does not slander with his tongue, nor does evil to his neighbor. Ay, my God, this morning, nor takes up a reproach against his friend. Those people will be able to stand, Barcelona, in the presence of the Lord. We know that now John did not slander with his tongue. We know that now John did not do evil to his neighbor, nor did he take up reproach against his friend. In his eyes, an evil person was despised, but he honored those who feared the Lord and obediently worshiped the Lord with awe-inspired reverence and submissive wonder. He kept his word. John kept his word even to his own disadvantage and did not change it, my God, for his own benefit. When John made a promise, he stuck to it. He kept his word even to his own disadvantage. Little Zulka Tiko, he did not put out his money at interest to a fellow brother or sister and did not take a bribe against the innocent. Basalwane, he who does these things will never be shaken. They will be able to stand in the presence of the Lord. They will be able to behold the beauty of the holiness of our God. This day we understand, Basalwane, that we are opened up to love because of Jesus Christ. We understand today that John was opened up to being loved by Christ, and therefore because he opened up to the love of Christ, he was divinely enabled to fulfill all the requirements of what it means and what it needs to stand in the presence of the Lord. And because of that, he could be trusted with revelation. And because he could be trusted with revelation, the Lord could use him to be able to document a part of who God is, to document a promise to you and I today of the heavenly Jerusalem. Barcelona, many are called, but few are chosen this morning. With the Bible says, when we wash our robes, Barcelona, in the blood of the Lamb, we will be able to stand. Nati pamkatronek atik. When we wash our robes in the blood of Jesus, we too will be eligible to be used by God. This morning, we want to ask you, our Heavenly Father, with so much word, with so much revelation, won't you teach us, tick on the mantle on, what it means, oh God, to be able to stand in your presence, what it means this morning to come up, Almighty God. Abanyebetu, we don't want to come up because we don't want to leave. Tick over to the things, the things, we don't want to leave, mighty God, is tick or say to, we've gone and we've carved out idols, mighty God, made of different types of material, and we use these idols, Lord God, as sources of power. But this morning you are speaking, Almighty God, to those, Lord God Almighty, that you have called your very own. You are speaking this morning to us, mighty God. You are calling us up to the place, oh Lord God Almighty, that you have prepared for those who love you, for those who are called according to your good purposes. We bless you and we honor you this morning, Almighty God. O to Jesus Christ, when he is praying, for his disciples, that my prayer is not that you take them out of the world, but that you protect them from evil, O God, and from the evil one. They are not of the world, even as I am not of it. Sanctify them by your truth this morning. Your word is truth, O God. God, as you sent me into the world, Jesus prays, I have sent them into the world. And so this morning, Father, as we understand that you are sending us out, mighty Father, help us to understand that you are sending us out. We bless you and we honor you this morning. Lord, we thank you that you eradicate every contention to your word, mighty God, in the realm of the spirit. That, Lord, you clear up, mighty God, the pathways, mighty God, that contend with intando yakoba wonge gama lika Yesu Christ. We bless you this morning, Lord God Almighty. We honor you so much. Open up our ears and every faculty that we need opened up this morning divinely, so that we may truly perceive, hear, honor, and submit to your will, O God, in Jesus' mighty name.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729. And our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
Join us for heart-to-heart discussions every weekday from 12 to 3 p.m. as we look at daily challenges, relevant issues, and health matters with inspiration and great music to make you smile. Become enlightened. Listen live on Radio Pulpit, 657 a.m. or catch the podcast on radiopulpit.co.za.
Tune in to Radio Pulpit GLLF for Christian radio that speaks to the heart. Listen online to Radio Pulpit's new gospel station in English and vernacular languages like Zulu, Setswana, and more. Visit radiopulpit.co.za or download the Radio Pulpit app and click on Radio Pulpit GLLF to live stream wherever you are.
You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.